Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Gaber.io. Today we have Nico. Nico, thank you so much for your time. And why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, Sabine, thank you for having me. My name's Nico. I am a funding specialist with Seek Business Capital. On a day-to-day basis, I work with underwriting credit profiles, creating reports primarily out of Google Docs and within Salesforce, data entry and analysis, working with my team, mainly the account managers, as well as working with banks in the three credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. So I'm at the end of our work funnel. Myself and my direct team are the ones who are actually doing the process in which clients receive funding for their small businesses. And before I joined Seek, which was in March of 2020, I graduated Loyola University Chicago with a double major in theater and international studies in 2013. In that 7-year period, I've been acting, modeling, bartending, catering, managing, and was briefly a co-owner of a small graphic design studio operating out of Chicago and Los Angeles. And joining Seek was the right move in my professional career, as well as it's provided me a lot of stability during the economic downturn and has just been a great opportunity to work with credit and understand underwriting a lot more. And through Seek, it's just been a great position. I was actually brought on as a client services representative, but in the first week that I started, we got the notification from our CEO that we were all going to be working from home. So in the madness, my manager, Reese, was watching me working and decided to place me into funding. She saw how quickly I typed and my ability for pattern recognition and thought that it might be more suitable for me. And she was right.
Oh, wow. So acting and international relations to credit and underwriting. Interesting journey there.
Complete yeah, it's been
opposites, I would say.
Yeah, I'd say in my mid-20s, I started to veer more towards logistics that I enjoy with pattern recognition. Straight out of college, I joined Second City Chicago with their programs for writing and improv. So patterns really soothe me. And with this kind of work, with working with people's credit profiles, working with banks and the credit bureaus, there's a certain flow to it that I really enjoy, and I get to use my own judgment as well. So I really enjoy that.
Interesting. I wonder if you were still, you know, in acting, what would that have been like back in March 2020 when you just started where you are now? That would have been like completely different.
Yes, as we all know, the entertainment industry, as well as a lot of industries, have pretty much shut down due to quarantine. Mm-hmm. I've actually been told that around fall this year, due to herd immunity, as well as everyone in America having access to the multiple vaccines, that businesses and everything should start to return to normal. People will start going out and about, restaurants will return to normal, the acting industry will come back into full force. I imagine myself staying with this job. I really like the structure that it gives me, as well as the opportunity to learn more about financials. And it's something that I've fallen into and I really enjoy.
That is an interesting turn of events, I would say. So what's your takeaway been like?
My takeaway, in terms of working from home, it's been a lot of curveballs that I've actually been able to handle because of my background, my eclectic background. Mm-hmm. So I joined Seek a week before we were sent home. So I was learning to do my job at the same time as learning the adjustment from home. So it's been a lot of Zoom calls in which I'm watching my peers working and doing all the responsibilities that they've been teaching me. I was learning my job as I was going. Probably the most difficult part has been that I have no point of reference. It's all through Slack. Like you, there's working from home, you can't just look over at your peer's computer and ask them a question, get any sort of understanding from their tone of voice, because it's all dry, it's all through text. Or if you have a question, it's been pretty good to hop on a Zoom call and talk to a coworker really quickly. But it's been a lot of learning to keep my cool, control my own emotions, and just focus on the data.
So is this your first experience with remote employment and working from home? And do you think remote and work from home is the same thing, or is there some sort of, you know, some difference between the two?
This is not my first experience working from home. I worked briefly as a co-owner of a startup with a motion graphics design company operating out of Chicago and LA, where I worked out of my apartment. But this is my first experience working from home with all the resources that I need, with fine tech, as well as not really being able to leave the house. We can leave more so now. It was pretty difficult when there were the initial lockdowns and curfew. But I think that to tack on to the second part of your question, as far as working from home and remote, that's my cat, Sam. It's been pretty great to
like for your cat, Sam.
This has been great from him. I'm never gone. And I also have a little stool next to me that he gets up on and sits next to me as well. So it's been really nice. Lucky I miss my, I'm sorry?
Lucky him.
Yes. But to go back to what you were saying, working from home has been a different beast. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten the flow of it pretty much down because of over-communicating with my coworkers. And a lot of that has been through programs like Slack and Salesforce.
Pretty challenging times for sure. And what do you think needs to be done to tweak it out a bit to become better? I mean, yes, we were forced into a remote environment almost overnight, and some industries could adjust to that quick movement. Others obviously had to learn pretty much within the week, so to speak. So how do you think, I mean, as this one study showed, about 6% of the UK market was remote, and about 10 to 12% of the American market was remote prior to COVID, right? And then here we are, pretty much 100% of the world going remote. How do you feel, what needs to be done to make it better? A, and then B, how do you see the world coming out of it on to the other side post-COVID?
Those are really interesting questions that I'm going to break up. So for the first one, hi, buddy. So for the first one with going remote, mm-hmm. What's up, buddy? I think that access to resources is going to be the biggest thing. I think that for small businesses with businesses investing in their fine tech, they'll have an easier time adding employees, because employees working from home will have a point of reference. Once they get in, learn the systems and understand it, it'll be easier for them to add on to their work day or change up their responsibilities and adapt. That's probably the most important thing for employees in any position, especially working from home, adaptability. And that's something that we've all had to learn to do with all these different curveballs with working from home. Aside from just internet connection, you have to make sure that when you're talking to your coworkers, as an example, for Seek, we can have up to 5 different employees working with one client. So we have to make sure that the programs are working, we're all communicating the same way, make the process as smooth as possible for the client, just so that we keep up their faith, there's no lags, no missteps in communication. And I think that for the world going back to normal, that's going to be another transition. I think that businesses are seeing that they're actually saving money on having their employees work from home, also as well as employees might be a little bit happier not having the long commute, especially living in LA.
We all know about that, don't we?
Yeah. Without traffic, it takes me 20 minutes to get to the office. With traffic, it takes me about 45. So what's really helped me prioritize in the morning is getting up early, stretching, having coffee, having a smoothie. And as far as my work setup, I have my laptop, my monitor, and then my personal laptop next to me. So that if I want to look something up, if I want to listen to Spotify, if I have to send a personal email, I can turn and work on my personal laptop. And that way I'm able to prioritize my work laptop and my monitor, whatever's on the table in front of me as I'm at work. And that's how I split up my time. That's how I split up my focus, as well as I set a lot of timers throughout the day so I can keep myself on track. Mm-hmm. Self-management is really important that we've all had to learn in this, as we've had to stay on top of our own workflow, as we don't have any managers walking behind us, making sure that everyone's working, see if they have any questions. It's really up to the employee nowadays to be proactive in their own success, which is actually one of the values at Seek Business Capital.
Oh, wow. Because that was about to be my next question of how do you, you know, switch off and go home from your work from home employment, you know, because same study showed how, you know, employees who still have their jobs are guilt tripped into working longer hours just because they're still employed. Well, then I guess you've already sort of, you know, answered that of how you kind of break things up for yourself. But still, I would want you to give me your top two pieces of advice and what you do to switch off and know for yourself that, yes, now I am not working. I'm at home.
I think I understand. So with my position, whatever files come into my bucket have to be funded by end of day. Mm-hmm. During the first 5 months of quarantine, I was working late hours because there was a lot of volatility within the financial sector. So it was a lot of long hours. And after a little bit, my manager actually was working with the other managers in the different departments to try to figure out a better schedule so that everyone, maybe the salesmen are starting earlier and they get off earlier, then the fulfillment team comes in a little later, but everyone's working a certain amount of hours, or if there's overtime, it's approved, or on the weekend. But when I do get off work, it's been a lot more regular 8, maybe 9 hour days for the past couple of months. Things have smoothed out and have gotten more into a rhythm. We've got our feet underneath us, we're growing again. But to answer your question and getting off work, I tend to relax by turning off my computer, actually flipping it down and playing with my cat. We'll go out into the hallway and just like I'll chase him back and forth. I usually turn on the Great British Baking Show. I've really gotten into cooking and baking, and I've recently gone paleo. So that's been a change and really fun to work with a lot of different meats and veggies and reintroduce myself to spices. So I usually get dinner started and then my mind starts boggling with all my other responsibilities or things I want to take care of in my personal life. And it's just kind of a transition over an hour from work life into home and personal life.
Oh, wow. That's pretty interesting. And I'm pretty sure, I hope somebody's inspired by this and gets to start cooking as well. So Nico, thank you so much for your time. I could go on and ask a couple of more questions, but we try to manage things within like that 10-15 minute mark. So, you know, keep it very interesting and crispy. But we will definitely call you back probably for our second stream, which is the FinTech stream, which is completely different. And hear more about you and your firm and, you know, everything more FinTech. This was more remote.
Great. Sam and I will be here.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Likewise.